Hey
everybody,
we got a new merch.
We got new merch, and
it's a new year.
We have these hoodies that
Look at that. And Rudy's got the green shirt.
I like this. I like that one
and
too.
And it's got this one has a little kimono dragon on the back.
I love it.
Kimono dragon.
Yeah, because I like the clothes.
Go to badfriendsmerch.com. Badfriendsmerch.com/badfriendsmerch.com. Badfriendsmerch.com/badfriendsmerch.com.
Get it.
Also, come see me on the road. AndrewSantino.com. I'm on the road doing stand-up comedy all over the country. Come see me. AndrewSantino.com.
You two are bad friends. We're bad friends.
Happy New Year.
Blue light in your eyes. I can't do the podcast because there's a blue light in my eye.
Right?
Blue light in my eyes. I can't do the podcast because there's a blue light in my eyes.
That's a really good song.
It's a really good song.
Happy 2022.
Happy.
Oh my
God,
what a year.
What a beautiful year. I got to grow with my family.
With your family.
And this is my new family.
This is your new family.
Right.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You look good.
Ah,
you look good.
Hello.
You know who didn't dress up and doesn't look good?
Hello.
Rudy Jules.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I have a dress.
She's wearing a dress.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
What's that fishnet top you got on? Oh, it is a nice dress. You look nice.
What a fucking asshole you are, dude.
I couldn't tell.
She spent 9 hours. Normally, she looks like a fucking brown pill bug. Right? Does she look like a brown pill bug right now? No, she looks like a human being right now.
Yeah, she does. You look good, Rude.
We put fucking water on her. We put soap on her. We fucking put that little shampoo, a little bit of shampoo on your hair, right?
You showered?
Yeah. She begged. She's like, it's been a year. I go, here's some. With the garbage con. Was it Head and Shoulders?
But it was a combo. It was two for one, two and one. It was shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know.
She has no time.
Well, no. It's just that I use that for the animals and
the dogs and her. Yeah. And look who else dressed up. Ladies and gentlemen, Little Black Magic in the house looking good.
Yeah, little maroon.
You know he's wearing a Steve.
Look at him.
Steve Harvey suit. That's a Steve Harvey's finest.
Oh, yeah. That's
show me purple.
Show me purple. Let's show me purple. Yeah.
Also, and Doc Little Black Magic's got himself a little bit of vino. What's inside the glass there, Doc?
Got a little bit of Pinot Noir, sponsored by Barefoot.
No, New Year's, let him have it.
I'm letting him have it.
Don't let him have it.
He's plugging it. You can't plug a brand of wine. We don't have wine sponsors.
Okay, well, we can edit that out. But hey, man, 2022 is looking good on the walls right there.
Oh, it's looking good on the wall, but not for you in the real future.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Also, shout out
to... Your wall is not looking good.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, your wall, dude, is like it's like one of those haunted walls. In the movies?
Yeah.
And it's crack. It's, you know, the chunks of.
Chunks
walls
of it
are
missing?
Out. Yeah, missing, yeah.
What's on your vision board, Doc?
You know what, man? Oh, you know what? I had to take my vision board down. Because I had one. Because Oprah and Steve Harvey here wants to fuck y'all. Wait a minute.
Wait.
What was on your vision board?
Yeah.
So I had
describe
a house. Right, that I wanted.
Oh, no.
Selling out stages everywhere. None of that's happened yet. But then I had a Instagram model on there. Right?
All right, get another pen and a paper. We got to create another fucking
right,
vision board.
Well, here's the thing.
Bro, you had a house?
I had a house.
And a model.
Selling out all over the country.
Yeah.
And an Instagram model as a girlfriend or a wife.
Yeah.
As what I want and what I look like. But the problem is I found
delusion
out
board? Is that a delusion board?
Yeah. They're called delusion board.
That's a delusion
board.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
I roll in that fantasy realm. It's good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. And you know what? I don't want to shit on your future.
Dreams, yeah.
But let me tell you something. Have more obtainable goals.
Okay.
No, dude, I don't agree with that.
Get a condo.
No. Reach for the stars.
Get a condo.
And plus,
started with a condo.
The Instagram star probably on this thing is probably Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila.
He doesn't know what an Instagram star is.
Well,
he's like, oh, this'll do.
Who was the Instagram star?
Well, I don't want to say the name, but come to find out.
Say the name.
He doesn't know the name.
I'll tell you why I had to tear the board up, because I had to take the girl that I put on there. I come to find out because the account got canceled, right? And come to find out, the reason the account got canceled because it was transgender, and I didn't know. So I fucking had to So I have to revamp the board because I, you know, if you roll like that, that's you. But transgender, that ain't my future. That ain't. I wasn't trying to be.
You made the board, fuckface.
Yeah, but I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't fucking know.
It's not like God made the board. You made the board. You made the board transgender,
Bobby,
bro.
This motherfucker looked delicious, though, Bobby. I was like, whoa,
and that's
right?
fine.
What I see? Yeah,
that's on you, and that's fine.
Yeah, but
can
I'm
we bring
saying,
can we bring her up?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We
I
want to
see what delicious looks like.
Man, this shit gonna be all on the internet.
No, man, it's already on the internet. You fucked yourself.
What do you think is going on right
now? It used to be Pimp Aaliyah. Pull it up. I don't even know if the account's still open or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this it? Aaliyah Jasmine?
Yes.
That's her.
That's the dude.
All right.
No, first of all,
it's not a dude. It's a woman.
I mean, it's a woman. My bad.
It's a woman.
I apologize.
But let me. But can you zoom in? Just pinch.
Give me something.
Yum.
Yum.
Wow.
She looks good.
Dude. What are you talking about? That should be. That's all should be on your vision board is her.
Yeah.
Her ass.
I had that on my board, but it was like, what happened was, and how I found out, because it was canceled, I said, what happened to this account? Because I kind of go on a lot of women's account. So
time
I
out.
Like,
what do you mean? How many women's accounts do you go on? Point the mic to it so we can see it.
Okay. On an average day, a good 20 or 15 of them.
Okay.
What are you doing on the pages?
Andrew?
I just watch their stories and see what kind of pictures they got.
He's
right.
You know, Andrew, he's a fucking... He's a fucking stalker.
Oh!
He's a fucking stalker. He's a legitimate stalker. Dude.
Rudy, like, you feel uncomfortable sitting next to him?
Give some room. A little room. Thank you.
Hands up the whole time.
Let me see your hands. I'm not touching anybody.
Yeah, where's your penis, dude? Where's your penis?
Down, me too down. I'm down with me too. I don't fucking hate, right, man. Right.
Okay, so time out. Let's slow down.
Yeah.
So Pimp Aaliyah, her name is what? What's her full name?
I don't know her name.
What do you mean?
It's Aaliyah. Aaliyah's the name.
Aaliyah Jasmine.
So this is how I found out, because it got deleted. I said, what happened to this girl? And then I said, so I started Googling, and then all of a sudden, these guys started talking about her, and then some guy put up a picture of her before and after.
Oh,
scroll down. I find a picture, but I was like, what?
Wait, let's do, type in Aaliyah Jasmine
before
and after.
There were some famous rappers and singers. A lot of people was following this woman.
Oh, there you go. Just go to images. Yeah, that'll work too.
But, dog, at the end of
there's Aaliyah.
There.
Can I tell you something? Hot before.
Yeah.
Maybe hotter before.
Man, that shit Maybe. Got me, bro. I said, God damn.
Holy shit.
Born a guy, got rid of it. Now
it's Amir K.
It's Amir K.
You love Amir K.
You
hey,
do?
Hey, man, don't be like that.
So
right,
go
man.
Back to her Instagram page. So you're scrolling through the page one day, and then she's on your vision board. You feel bad because you're looking at her tuchus, and you like it. Look at it. She's got,
she's got nice
meat sex.
That's one of the greatest filtered, whatever. That's one of the greatest looking ones I've ever seen. I said, God damn.
Greatest looking what? Trans women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's she's, the best.
She's now, if you,
sexy woman.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
That Saturday night, that you, because that show, we haven't talked about the show yet?
San Diego. Yeah, we did. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You did great that
you
night.
You did great, Doc.
No, we haven't talked about that show since.
Have we? Boys?
There's no way we have.
About it without Doc.
We didn't do it with Doc. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True. I just want to say that show, you did great.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Number one, all right, because I have some resentments that I want to throw out. That, if you don't mind.
Okay, throw them out.
If you don't mind.
We got a close relationship going.
We do. You know, I don't know how you manage time. You know, I don't know if you use your clock. I don't even if you have an internal clock.
Okay.
But your internal clock is wrong.
Yeah, it's very wrong.
It's very wrong.
It's way off.
It's way off. And when somebody says to do...
You know when you go into an old town and there's a clock in the middle of the town? Mm-hmm. And it's been 2:30 for, I don't know, 7 years.
Yeah.
That's your internal clock.
You know the clock that's in Back to the Future?
Exactly.
After
the
lightning. After the strike?
Yeah. Okay.
That's you. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Stuck in the
not working, control. Right?
Not working.
So we told you, you know, it's a, I don't know, there was 2,000 people.
Yeah, it was like 1,400 or 1,500
or
something
packed,
like that.
Yeah,
packed.
You know what I mean?
Sold out.
Sold out. And we go to 10 minutes, right?
Bobby said... 10 to 12 is fine.
It's fine.
And Bobby even goes, if he does 15 because he's having fun,
fine.
Fine,
right? Now, him and I, we're 25 minutes in.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I'm a human light, right? I'm doing...
He runs.
Get up! Right? You're in the pocket. You start doing crowd work.
Yeah. And new stories.
Yeah.
He saw a guy in the audience. He's like, oh, let me tell you, where you from? Carlsbad?
Man,
He just started making up stories.
Yeah, you did this whole fucking Carlsbad fucking
what
beach bit.
What was it about? Were you just in the moment so much you didn't realize?
I just was like, you know, man.
Couldn't see the clock, by the way. Clock right
That'd
on the
be so
floor.
Mad.
Right on the floor.
It made me so mad.
I was like, they love me and I love them.
Oh my God. Did you see the applause that Jules got before you fuckface?
I was bigger applause than you, fuckface.
Way
bigger. Man.
Did you hear my applause?
Way bigger.
Yeah.
Give the mic to Jules.
How did you feel about the whole thing?
I kind of liked it, but I also had a lot of farts going on.
A lot of farts. Big time farty girl.
That night. And that's the thing. Barbara Streisand has that. When she performs, she has farts.
That's true. When she gets nervous, she farts.
She incorporates the farts into her singing. I don't know if you know that.
Yep. Break me away.
I couldn't think of a Barbara Streisand song, so
I don't know one either. I just made it up.
Well, give me a Barbara Streisand. Is there one where... What about the one with the eyes? The one she played the Tessa? Oh no, the one with the candle. Which one was that? Her?
Hers is. Let's see. The woman in love.
Mama, can you hear me? Which one's that?
No more tears. Papa, can you hear me?
Yeah, is that her? Papa, is that Mama?
It's Papa.
Papa, can you hear me? That's her, right?
Papa, can you hear me?
That's all I wanted. I wanted you to incorporate a fart with a real song.
Papa, can you hear me?
Thank you. My point though is this. So that night, right, you killed, right?
Killed.
If that girl, right, came up to you after that show.
Jasmine.
And goes, hey, baby, killed it. This is the strongest 45 minutes I've ever seen. Because she would have to say that because you did that much time. Right? That's the strongest 45. I didn't know that the headliner went up before the headliner.
I had no idea that the opener does way more time than the headliner.
Yeah, like
20
way more
minutes
time.
Longer.
Yeah. And let's smash. So would you have smashed her that night if you didn't know?
If I didn't know, of course. But no, I wouldn't smash because you get there and then you go, let me tell you something.
I want to know what you do in the awe.
What's the moment?
I want to know what you do.
Look, Jasmine's right there. There she is.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
So nice hour. Okay. I'll say it's very strong. So what magic. Hotel are you staying at?
Black Magic. You feel that?
You know, I'm going to leave. Okay, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If you say Black Magic to a woman and you point like that,
yeah.
I suggest
edit that out.
Okay.
Cut that out.
I'm going to the police if you do that.
Not smooth. So you said it's not smooth.
Imagine if you did that to your daughter.
Yeah. Right.
Police.
Black Magic. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was,
you're
it
walking
was
down
worthy.
The street with your kids. San Diego, right?
You see the way she covered
two
herself?
In the morning. Black Magic.
Hello, police. A little Black Magic is roaming around the street.
Yeah. They would know.
Y'all some hate.
Right away.
So you would.
You're in the room with Jazz.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, let's get naked.
Right. Okay. So you would make out, right, because you wouldn't know. You would never
ask, know
yet.
Okay.
Are you a guy?
That's fair.
So your tongue mm-hmm. is now with his tongue.
Her tongue.
So they're lacing with passion. They're fucking lacing. Okay, now.
Takes down her pants.
Let's keep
she
it
takes
moving.
Off your pants.
Say lacing again. I like the way you're lacing.
They lacing with passion. They fucking,
those are your tongues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I don't know what the fuck that was, but you just... Okay, yes, going.
So you guys are making out.
Making
your clothes
out.
Start to come off.
Come on, right. And, you know, it's so hot and heated, dude.
Hot.
The tip of your penis, right? There's little squirts of... Black Magic.
Okay.
Yeah, liquid form, though.
A little bit of Black Magic coming
liquid
out.
Liquid form.
Let me feel like
right.
I'm ready. So
right,
you're
coming
I'm
out,
ready.
Right? And then you're like, okay. Now she starts blowing you.
Yeah.
Now you don't ask, in a situation, you never ask, hey, are you.
What is that, Fonzie?
That's him.
Oh.
Hey, are you a man?
Days,
you know, you're not going to ask that. You're going to get the blowjob.
Yeah, you're getting
right?
It.
Because you're just assuming everything's fine.
And can I say something, Doc?
Doing what
it's
I do as a dude.
It's the best
blowjob.
It's the best head you've ever had.
Killer.
I mean, it's...
No, not the two hands.
Where you have to say every once in a while, stop for a second.
Slow down.
Yeah, because
easy.
I'm getting there.
I'm fading out.
Right, you're fading out, dude.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because you're waiting...
Honestly, don't touch Rudy.
Yeah, don't. Get a little distance.
It's insane.
Goddamn hated, bro.
It's insane.
Don't do that.
It seems gross to me
yeah,
right now.
Don't.
so
listen. We're doing a goddamn story.
Listen.
Yeah.
So it's going really well. You're getting really close.
Getting close, right? Because you're saving, because you're like, in every guy's mind, mm-hmm. when all this is happening, you're like, is the main event gonna happen.
Right. Is this just gonna be the end of the show?
Which would have been fine.
Totally.
I like a pre-show.
Sure, love a show.
Right? Put out the pre-show,
love
the opening
act
goes out, and they go, the headliners are sick. That's fine.
Fine.
But I want to see the main show.
I do want to see the main
right,
show.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah, curtains.
Main show's happening.
Curtains.
Curtains. Is that you call it the curtains?
That's, what
that's hilarious, dude.
Okay.
That's I love your lingo.
Let's go.
So you slowly pull
her pant, her pants down.
Yeah, pulls your pants down.
And look
right?
at those pants.
Right. Those, yeah. Now you can't get them. She's on her back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're pulling it. You can't get them off. Why? Why, Andrew? Why can't he pull the pants down?
Her belt's on.
Oh, the belt's on.
Oh, yeah.
But then he kicked the belt on. Yeah, yeah, you're right. The belt's
on.
You gotta be Bobby a little bit. Rusty.
Oh, she's also
rusty,
wearing
Bobby.
Mork and Mindy suspenders.
Mork and Mindy.
So we have to take those off too.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so we take the fucking belt off. Mm-hmm. We take this Mork and Mindy, the colorful like rainbow suspenders off, right?
I don't know.
We take those off, right? And then still you can't take the pants. I wonder why.
Can't take them off.
Interesting.
Because there's a right.
What is that?
I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So my point is that so you pull it up finally. Right.
Yeah.
It does that too. Right.
Yeah,
now you're
yeah.
already
like a little door
this,
stop.
This woman's already sucked your dick. Okay. You've already done this with the tongue.
Yeah.
Right? The thing that you were doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is what you call what?
What do you call it? What do you call it?
Lacing with passion.
Lacing with passion. Yeah. Yeah. We got to write all these things down. This
Hell
is the book
yeah.
we're writing, right?
Put that
lacing
down.
With passion.
That's
lacing with passion.
Term.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
What do you say? I want to know what Doc says to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, wow, I didn't know you had one of those.
She goes, is that a problem?
Is that a problem?
Yeah, it's a goddamn problem.
Yeah,
what would you really say? Look, by the way, she might be, I don't know, she might not have, she might have already gone through the surgery. I don't know. So what if she pulled on her pants and it's a surgical new
vagina?
How would I know though?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey,
this is how you would
going.
Know.
Bobby.
This is how you would know.
Exactly.
You come. You lay next to each other. You have a great time.
You're almost in love.
He looks at you. Oh, she looks
she
at
looks
you.
She looks at you.
She goes, do you like fucking my
brand new?
My penis split in half, tucked inside my body, and you sticking your penis in the inside of my surgical penis. So we kind of like you fucked the inside of my penis.
Okay. I've never been in that situation. That's one of those.
But you know what?
You ever had like?
Imagine him explaining that to me, and him going, "Oh, okay,
yeah, okay,
okay."
Yeah,
oh, yes. that's unique.
That's tough. Yeah. That's...
Oh, that's unique. That's something different. That
you
being said,
the best impression
I've seen
of me
that
I'm fucking one of the fucking best. I'm telling
that
you.
That being said, Doc.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is hilarious.
I think you should give it a shot.
Yeah.
Doc,
hey man,
that's the
give
point.
It a shot.
That's the point.
Our point. The thing that Bobby and I are trying to teach you is be open.
Okay.
Because you don't know. What if you fall in love with Pimp Aaliyah?
Pimp Aaliyah.
Which Aaliyah Jasmine.
She's
well,
way
that
out
one,
of his
know,
league.
So
what did you say, fans?
She's way out of his league.
She's way out of his league.
That's okay, I'll take that. Oh,
no,
yeah,
don't take that. Don't take that. It's
I'll
true,
take,
but don't take that.
I got a little self-esteem. My own self-esteem so low.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, I also want to know what else
can't
is on this dream board.
What else is on your vision board?
Because your vision board, you have a house on it, so you put a mansion on there.
Okay,
whose mansion did you put it on there?
It's in Studio City.
In the valley.
In the
there
valley.
Is a real house.
Yes, yeah, a real
you
house.
You went to some guy's house, took a photo of it, printed it out.
I drove my car, parked, walked in front of it, and snapped a picture of it.
I'll imagine that. How and scary would you? Now, we live in the house.
That?
Just a little tiny black guy
Dude,
comes
imagine,
up on my lawn.
Imagine.
Skeet!
You know what? I wouldn't even say it. I would think that I imagined it.
Yeah.
Because a little black guy is
hallucinating.
Like, yeah. Did a portal from open up and you know, from mythological land and this little black magical guy came out with a...
You saying fucking magical?
Can I tell you something? If aliens do come down and take over people's bodies to do documentation, 100% I believe that you are an alien.
Oh,
that
yeah.
little black magic body, swirling up to my lawn, and then getting back, and going away. I believe that you're a little black magic alien.
That could be.
You know what?
You never know. Fucking.
Do you remember in Jurassic Park 2?
Mm-hmm.
When the dinosaur finally makes it to San Diego,
yeah.
So the girl, there's a little kid who wakes up at his, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the second floor of his house.
Yeah,
you know, and he sees a T-Rex in his fucking right by the pool,
right?
You know, and he does one of those things where he wakes up his parents, and he doesn't scream. He goes, "There's a dinosaur outside," you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and casually. I think that's what I would do if I saw him. There's a little black man.
outside.
Outside, right to my parents, and they'd be like, "Go back to sleep, Johnny.
You're crazy." Yeah. So you took a picture of this man's house. It's on your board.
Took a picture, put it on the board. I don't think there's nothing wrong with
no.
No, I think it's cute. That's why I'm laughing.
You don't think it's wrong.
It's so cute.
And it's not like I'm not in Beverly Hills taking pictures. I just went to a regular street and just said, this house right here.
So you're going to get a house next year, Doc. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe you're going to get a house. I believe you're going to get...
Probably not that house.
No. No chance.
Probably not that house.
No. Just a house, though.
Don't hate on me.
We, I think we can get you a house in somewhere in Chatsworth or...
Chatsworth.
Yeah.
Or Santa Clarita. Like
don't be mean. Don't be mean.
What do you mean?
Because Chatsworth is
like
the porn industry.
Let's try to get him a house in Studio City.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean... No.
I know. I don't want to near
no
us.
Way.
I know.
Yeah, that's insane.
Here, but yeah.
I'm sorry, bud.
You know what? I'm excited. I'm curious to see the Oprah episode that he saw to inspire him to do the vision board.
Yeah, what?
Like he like saw something.
Yeah.
Where he went, holy shit! You know,
oh,
he
man.
Went and bought.
I got to do
fucking
that.
Art paper
to do the vision
right.
board.
Right. Scissors. He went and did shit.
You know what,
to
man?
Do it.
The way y'all talking, y'all don't own a copy of The Secret, huh?
Oh my God! Yo,
man, y'all don't believe. Hold up, the secret is real. I gotta come.
Thank you so much for coming. I know now this next half of the podcast is going to be about you explaining us the secret.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I really appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you so much. Well, all right.
Is there a way, Fancy, you guys can just edit
to Jules, huh?
Edit this part out?
What?
Just put music over him talking about what the secret is to us. Yeah. This is going to be an hour of him telling me, man, the secret.
So,
you just put it out there; it's going to come to you.
Okay.
So I'm
that's
just,
the secret.
We're going to do it as a TED Talk. Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2022, our new TED Talk series. You guys excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're opening up with a great, oh my God, a man.
I don't even know how to explain it.
You explain it. Hello Fresh. Oh, I love Hello Fresh. When I see the box outside my door and I know that
excited.
I get to open that thing up and cook food for my family.
For your whole family.
And I give them fresh food.
Fresh.
Really delicious ingredients.
Yep. Farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trip to the grocery store. Count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Let me tell you something.
The new year is a great time to focus on what's most important to you, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness. HelloFresh is here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable.
Hey man, they deliver those pre-portioned ingredients. They're delicious. I've used it. We actually very much enjoy it. 30 minutes or less. That's how quick you can cook a meal. 20 minutes of recipes are on there too. And they got dessert to satisfy Bobby's sweet tooths.
Yeah, yeah. And check it out. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. And you can save on an average of over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's more money to put toward those other two 2022 goals of yours.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriend16 and use the code BadFriend16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriend16 and use code BADFRIEND16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
That's right. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. We're opening up tonight with a man who's got a vision.
Yeah.
Board.
Yeah.
And he's here to tell you.
About manifestation.
Manifestation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And about the secret. I don't know if you've heard of the secret, but.
The secret.
The secret.
And finding the truth
in
the universe. In
the universe. Ladies and gentlemen. Professor.
Professor?
Sir.
Sir?
Sir.
He's been knighted?
And, you know what I mean?
And
he has a degree.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Professor.
Sir.
Sir.
Doc. Willis.
Willis Williams.
Williams.
Williamson.
The third.
The third.
PhD.
Williams, yeah.
I didn't say that.
Everyone's clapping. Everyone's clapping.
Yeah.
Hey. Let's hear it.
Happy 2022. That's what I'm talking about. Now. The secret. Now, you gotta like in your heart know that the universe is the center of yourself, right? And then there are dimensions to yourself. Now, I don't really like to talk about dimensions because dimensions, I get a little scared, especially after that shit Michio Kaku said about dimensions. Did y'all hear about that?
Are you asking the audience a question? Yeah, I'm
asking all the world.
No!
Oh, see, that's it. That's what I need, some participation. Dementio Kaku system shit that scared the shit out of me. I'm going to tell you that about dimensions. Now, this all connects to the goddamn... What are we talking about again?
Holy shit. This thing has gone off the rails in the first 30 seconds.
Okay, the secret. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
He
the
said,
best thing in the world. Oh, they muted his mic. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
And now people stand up and go, that was a bad one.
What's going on? Why did we? Do we pay for this?
Fucking pamphlet. Where else do we go, Johnny?
Where's Tony Robbins?
Yeah, that was terrible.
All right, so Pimpalia, the house, and one more thing is on your vision board. Selling out theaters
and stadiums. I had selling out stadiums.
Oh.
Do you really want to sell out stadiums?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to do stadiums?
Can we start coffee shops? I mean...
Sell out the belly room.
In the world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's go laundromat, coffee shop. Let's just come hear me out. Then belly room, maybe.
Okay. Let's go laundromat, Irish pub.
Yes, Irish pub is good.
Laundromat.
Because it's a loud,
Irish
rowdy
pub.
Crowd, so you can learn from that.
Okay.
Right. Her bar mitzvah.
Her bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Or quinceañera. Okay.
Quinceañera.
Okay.
And then move on to selling out stadiums.
Go to clubs, B rooms, A rooms, and then...
And then up.
50 years later, who knows?
Okay, well, I'm just saying. 50 years? Wait a
minute.
I'll be fucking...
You're right.
Yeah, that was a little bit.
You're right.
You know what?
Yeah.
You are a great comic, Doc. You're going to have a great 2022.
Thank you.
I believe it. You keep working as hard as you are, and it's going to work out.
I appreciate it.
I loved the shock on his face. When you started getting real legitimate laughs on that stage,
it was wild. I was happy for it.
He was out of pride. It was more of a pride.
I was so proud because you were nervous before the show.
Yeah, I was.
You were grumpy actually. You're like you're trying to write something. You're like, come on, man, give me my space. And being like that guy. Yeah. Like,
Bobby, come on, man, stop messing with me right now. He was so nervous.
So nervous.
I was, man. I get nervous before every show.
That was a great show, though.
So fun.
It's so fucking fun.
Rudy, do you have a vision board?
No, I don't. But if I had, one would be to sleep less, have a boyfriend, foster more dogs, and meet Harry Styles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a good board.
It's a good, really good board.
She's kind of a stalker, bro. She said Harry Styles again.
Don't try to felch your stalking on somebody else.
She's just
a teenage girl who has a crush on some pop star. Yours is a different thing, my friend.
What's on your vision board, Bob?
Hello.
What's on your vision board?
Teeth. So I have 13 teeth.
You want more?
No, I want the 13 I have missing. You know that I went to the dentist, and the dentist said, you're missing 13 teeth.
That's a lot, isn't it?
I honestly thought there's more than 13 teeth in the mouth. I mean, I just thought that was. But
how many teeth are in the mouth? 20.
I don't know.
32 teeth.
Because, like father, like daughter, and you know, I thought in my head, I'm like, how am I influencing Juliana? You know, in my house, because she's lived with me for a couple of years since high school and stuff and whatnot, and it's like. Am I having any kind of influence on her life?
Of course.
And it turns out that I do. Because she went to the dentist and go, what did the dentist say?
What did they say, Rude?
I have 9 cavities.
So, 9?
Yeah. So.
That's so many.
So when I heard that, it was like her saying, I just got straight A's. You know what I mean? Like as a proud parent, I literally had tears in my eyes.
Aww.
And I go, I'm so proud of you, buddy. You know what I mean?
My little muck mouth. My little muck mouth.
Little muck mouth.
Wait a minute. Seriously, 9 fucking cavities? What are you sucking on sugar cubes before
George
you go to bed?
George had 9 cavities too.
George had 9 cavities as well?
Listen to the rat.
That guy was. The dentist was a liar.
I think it's Bobby's influence.
The dentist was a liar?
Yep. He was just getting me for money.
So you think he filled in cavities that weren't there?
My teeth hurt much worse after he got done with them than before.
Oh, really? He looked at your mouth. Yeah, 52 cavities, kid. Like, you don't question it? Give me the fucking x-rays.
9 cavities, Rudy Jules? How are you ending up with that many?
I don't know. My parents never took me to the dentist.
Do you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
How many times a day?
2.
Do you floss?
Yeah.
Do you drink sugary drinks?
No. Nope.
Is this all fake? She's
you don't
full
floss.
Of shit?
I floss.
Never seen you floss. Why'd you roll your eyes just now? Why'd you roll your eyes just now? Right? Because you know.
You
I live
know.
With her. Never seen her floss.
Because I don't
there's, never been, there's never been a floss near you.
I have three flosses.
You have three flosses?
Yeah.
Just the same rope you use over and over?
Yeah.
Which floss. One of the rope I use today?
But
middle
she
floss.
Does use mouthwash.
Yeah,
because sometimes I use yours.
Listerine.
The Listerine.
It's the only one that you can use.
Yeah.
It's the one that kills real germs. Do you have cavities, Doc? Look at them.
There are a bunch of them.
You got a bunch?
Yeah, I got more than nine. That shit is like this. You got to be a rookie to have only nine goddamn cavities.
You're putting up first year numbers.
I got at least 15 of them. I got them on the side of my tooth, on the top of my tooth.
Wow.
I got these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm proud of them.
They're probably blinged, your cavities.
Yeah, remember I lost a tooth
right.
The other week. I just told
Ooh,
you.
Shiny.
I fucking lost it.
Are they shiny, your cavities?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What happened with the tooth that we talked about in San Diego?
I'm still working on it.
You're still working on getting the hole out of your tooth?
Yeah, well, getting the crown and stuff put in. So,
how long does that take? Did you order it from China? Where's the back order? Are
well,
they short on chips?
Can I be honest
teeth?
With you?
Yeah.
I missed my dentist appointment. I was drinking a little bit too much the other day. I had fun in my
Doc.
Apartment. Yeah,
are
fun.
We having trouble? Do we need to put away the bottle?
No, man. That's
you're missing
happened.
Dentist appointments because you're getting lit up?
Wait.
Yeah, because what happened is
no,
I had
Doc,
a little
you're getting
lunch.
Lit up during the days, though. That's what makes it scary.
That's scary.
You're
everybody drinks during the day.
This guy.
Everybody who drinks during the day, that's facts. You can Google that.
Does everybody drink during the day, George?
No,
Google
no,
that.
No, honestly?
Day drinkers.
Stop for a second.
Everybody drinks during
Andrew,
the day. You
Andrew,
can Google it. That's facts.
Andrew. We might have a problem.
We do.
We have a problem.
Ultimately, drinking during the day is no worries for some people. But it sounds like you're missing appointments, and that's bad.
Who wrote that quote? Charles Bukowski?
That sounds bad, Doc.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
It just was just this one time.
That's what they
work.
All say. It was just this one time.
Yeah, okay.
No, you did. You've been doing it. You've been doing it.
Been doing what?
Drinking during the day.
Yeah, that's the only time I can drink. I can't drink at night.
Why not?
Why?
Because I have to go to bed for work the next day.
That's true. He has to go to bed. I
See
forgot
how
the bed part.
If I lived in England, this wouldn't
too.
Be a problem.
Dinner and
shout out to London. Shout out to Ireland.
Stop shouting out cities and
it.
Countries.
That's how funny this guy is.
He's doing it again. He's doing his thing again.
That's how we do
We need
it.
An intervention, I think.
We do.
Man,
don't
do this.
I think we do.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
In fact, we have to write down our feelings, right, and how it hurts us.
Your behavior has affected me in the following ways.
Yeah.
You're missing dental appointments, getting holes in your teeth.
Your
visions are out of whack.
Yeah, your visions are out of whack. You say black magic and point your finger at strangers.
Can't do that.
You don't like,
that's
alcoholism. That's in the big book.
But let me say this.
Yeah.
But now that it's New Year's Eve.
That's it. New Year's resolutions.
Your New Year's revolution
is
and resolution should be put it away.
Be gentle. Put what away?
You got to put away the sauce.
Oh, that's, man. Hey, man. That's like some kind of black home. That's some crime. Y'all fucking, hey, man, you don't do that.
Don't point at me,
Jules. Could you talk to them? Jules, say something. They against.
I think you need to stop.
There we go.
Yeah,
there
listen
we go.
Up.
There we go.
Listen
yeah.
up.
You need to stop, dude.
Okay.
All right. So.
Okay. Let's get.
Oh,
the
now
time.
He's taking the fun stuff off his face.
Yeah. Put the fun stuff.
Put
on
the
yeah,
fun face.
Yeah.
Put it back on his face.
There. I wasn't taking it off. It fell off.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Let me say this. Let's shift gears.
All right.
We have had such a good time adding Little Black Magic to the show. Has been amazing. Keeping Rudy Jules in town. I'm appreciative for the following things about the show.
Here we go.
My little fancy bee looks so good today.
Here we go.
George, that jacket is fire. Little Rudy Jules not going away far away to college and staying with us on the show means a lot to me. I appreciate it. Little Black Magic, what an addition you are to the show.
Oh,
although we might
you.
Have to put you in a center next year.
Oh.
In a treatment center. And
we
that's
know
okay.
Cobb. I've been to all of them.
Yeah, he's been to a
yeah,
bunch
yeah, yeah.
of
them. Yeah. Whatever you need.
He's got like a, what is it? That was one of those cards. Was,
I do.
Where you can go back.
Oh, I go back. Oh,
yeah,
card. Yeah.
Like, welcome back.
Well, it's like a gift card. I can give you a gift card. We can go. Anyway, Doc?
Yeah.
Because you know that I'm a recovering alcoholic as well.
Yeah.
What?
You? Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
You was a fucking mess back then. But go ahead.
Okay.
Can we talk
and
about
I'm concerned.
Well, we're not
no, we
ju-
no,
we're
we
not judging.
About We're not talking.
No, it's not judging.
We're not talking about me.
He was
we don't have a problem
up.
Here, baby.
Coming there. Oh, fuck. Okay, go ahead.
Doc, you're the one that literally has a problem. You blacked out and missed a fucking dentist appointment at like noon.
So this is what this is about. It's about old Doc Willis. Huh? Okay.
Well, here's the deal, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we've been, before you came to this podcast, we had every once in a while talked about you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How we love your magical energy.
We do.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard about the black magic. We've heard about the folklore, right? And the books and the fables. We know all about
we
it.
We know.
Right?
Yeah.
And we brought you in, right? We go, this is a good chemistry.
Yeah.
It fits well. We find that your random things that you say and your point of view to be different than ours, and I think it works.
It works.
Kind of, yeah.
I love y'all too, man. Jules, right. I love you too.
In the new year,
I'm gonna go to the Philippines.
Show me that thing you were gonna. What is that thing?
Have a good time.
We got some New Year's traditions, by the way. Korean New Year's tradition is sebae. How do you say that?
Sebae, baby.
What is sebae, babe?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it before.
Well, children pay their respect to their elders on New Year's Day with a traditional respectful bow. The children perform a traditional bow to the floor while saying, "Can you read that? Make it big so he can read that." What? Because it's sehe buk mai
Buddhist. Yeah, you're saying it wrong.
All right.
Well, here we go. What is it?
Sehe buk mani.
Sehe buk mani. Budasayo.
Budasayo. Sehe buk mani. Budasayo.
Uh-huh.
And then what does it say? The next part of it.
What is it?
Which means please receive much fortune in the new year. Sehe buk mani. Budasayo. Bang.
We have the bow here.
We have
the example of the bow. If we want Rudy to do it. For
yeah, Rudy, others. Will you do it? Oh, Rudy will. Oh, look at this. Oh, this is the bow.
Where are you going, man?
Let's see it. Look. Korean class 101. Bob. How to bow.
Okay. I know how to fucking bow, man.
In Korea, when men bow, right hand on our left hand, okay, and cover your
right
penis.
Hand on the left, right.
And you cover your penis.
Right over
oh,
left.
You, that's a different kind
that's
of bow.
That's full blown.
That's a huge
yeah,
bow.
I'm going to go 50.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go 100. I see. Okay.
Who started the bow? That looks like a burpee. That looks like an up down. He's doing exercises.
I wonder who started the bow. That's interesting.
Pause that. Where did the bow come from?
I think it was somebody that was trying to one up a guy that was waving. Yeah, some guy, right, at town. Imagine this. Some guy in town,
mm-hmm.
right? Chucky.
Chucky? Chuck,
no.
In Let's, Korea?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Choco. Yeah, Choco.
Choco.
Choco. So imagine a town, right? There was a guy named Choco.
Hi, Choco.
He waves.
Big waves.
Waves.
Big waves.
Right? And all the women love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how the Asian women, they giggle?
Yeah.
There you go.
Look Choco. At Choco.
Just, yeah, he puts his shoulder into it, right? And then does a little.
Oh, a little Choco dance.
Yeah, a little Choco dance afterwards, right? But there was a guy named Bilo.
Oh, Bilo.
Bilo.
Oh, Bilo.
I hate him.
Why does he
He's waving it? Every day, wave. All the women squirt out of the, you know, the boji, how we say in
boji,
Korea.
Boji.
Squirt, boji, squirt. Oh, the time. How can I? What do I do? I got to come up. What if I bow with my body, wave with my body?
Oh, a body wave.
Body wave. But I can't go side to side, looks weird, right? So he's in the mirror going. right? He's in the mirror going, you know, he did that. What if I do? No, that looks too much on my, right? Oh,
forward body wave.
There were probably guys in the room.
Yeah.
They went, oh, when he did that. Oh, shit. That's his thing. He came up with it.
So Koji did it?
Yeah,
No. Choco.
Bilo did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's where the bow comes
That's
from.
That's where the bow came from.
You learned something on this show. Let me see that.
I'm sorry, that was a long way to go for that story, but I like the story. I don't care what you say.
Give me the Irish tradition. Let me see. What do we do?
Don't you guys fall? Because you're drunk so much?
Blackout. Yeah, we trip and
so
fall.
That's not a bow, really, right?
No, the banging bread for bad luck. Yep.
What do you guys do? Explain that.
Never heard of this in my entire fucking life. Another Irish superstition has passed the test of time involves banging on the doors and walls of the family home with Christmas bread. It's all about chasing bad luck out of the house and inviting good spirits in for the new year. So we're supposed to bang Christmas bread against the walls. Is this Christmas bread?
Yep.
Ooh, this is good. All right, bang the walls. Everybody bang the walls.
Bang the walls.
Do you think we're chasing out the spirits? Be gone, spirits! Get out of here! Get out of here, spirits!
I don't know if spirits are gluten free. Do you think they are?
No, yeah. This, yeah.
Too much yeast for the spirits. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in Italian, look at this, smashing plates and glasses, vases, and pottery against the ground to drive away any bad omens. This is good.
Hey, Francisco. Sally left. She left me finally.
I am so sorry, mister.
Sally left. I don't know what to do, man. I'm just like, I'll tore up.
Oh, don't do it. Don't, you're going to lose your mind. Be careful.
You want me to go crazy?
No, please.
Francisco, you want me to go crazy?
No, please, don't do it. No, don't do it.
I did it. I lose my mind. I go crazy. Oh, you did it. Yeah, you did it.
That shit worked.
Are you all right?
Holy shit, it worked. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. My bad. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that was.
It works.
Did it hurt?
A little bit.
Is it really sugar? Can you eat it?
Come here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come here.
No, I don't.
All right, me? All right.
Fuck!
How fun is that?
Yeah. Cool. Really fun. All right, watch the eyes, man.
Sorry. Rudy, do Doc over the head.
No. Yeah, do it over the head!
It's not going to hurt.
Dude, it's
Rudy,
not gonna
you
hurt.
Can
yeah,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Head. For the hood. Damn! That was more than a... You hate me? She seemed like she hate me with that one. That was good. It was good.
It's amazing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do it to her.
No, that one's harder. No,
it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
amen.
Do it.
This ain't.
Close your eyes.
Ready?
Yeah. The way you did that, dude, was so hard.
I didn't know how to boss it, man. Why would you?
What, were you a fucking asshole?
I didn't know if it fucking worked.
Oh, my God. They just put a load in under her head, dude.
You're a bully.
You're a bully. You're the way you did that. Holy shit.
It definitely worked, didn't it?
Yeah, it did work. Yeah.
Did it hurt, Rudy?
A little bit.
Yeah, but it's fun, though, right? It's fun, though, too, right? Yeah.
Give me that glass.
This one?
Yeah. Bobby's got to do it to me.
The best thing is...
This is heavy.
I know. The best is running
this
through...
This is, like, actually heavy.
Yeah.
Running out of a glass window, like when you're on set. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah, running
That's
through...
That's the best.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you got? Give me one of those.
Yeah.
Let Bobby smash me over the head with this thing. Yeah, go ahead.
You little scattle-waggle.
Yeah, and we're in a bar.
Yeah, you are?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call me?
Hey,
Lingo.
Fat little noodle.
Ah, you little squaggle-waggle.
You little
squaggle, why are we talking to me like that?
You little noodle dumpling son of a bitch.
I told you
do something about it, you asshole.
Yeah, you fucking.
Dude, this is so fun.
Order more of these. Yeah, well, they have to clean it, which is sad, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Clean it
have
up.
Fun, guys.
They're not going to clean it.
That's amazing. I love that.
Sugar glass.
Wait,
you ran through a window?
Oh, yeah, but at Mad TV, we used to have to go through windows and stuff. It was fun.
Out of sugar glass, like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, they used to go, we'll have a stuntman. I go, I want to do it.
Yeah, why not?
I just straight through. It's so
way
fun.
More fun.
So
way
fun.
More fun.
So fun.
You ever done that, Doc? You ever ran through sugar glass?
Nah, that was my first time with the experience of sugar glass.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes like shit, though, when you try to eat it.
You're not supposed to eat it.
You're not supposed to eat it.
Not supposed to eat it. That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to eat it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I got one in my eye.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
No, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
I got a little piece of it in my eyeball. Wait, no. You have to do it to George.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come over here, George, please.
Kneel down here.
Kneel down right there.
Sure.
No, get him in the back. He wants to go back there.
Wherever you want to go.
And then hit him with this Perrier bottle.
It's cute. Yeah.
All right. Look at George. George has his red undies on. Oh, look at the little pee-pee pouch.
Hey, do you mind? Mic it. I've never shattered this in front of someone's dick.
Put your mic up so I can hear. Nobody can hear you.
Yeah. I just want to see if this is sensitive enough to break over, shatter over, like, that girthy
over
penis.
Over a penis.
It's beautiful, girthy penis.
Got a nice
George
penis,
has.
Kid.
Yeah. You want me to try?
I think you should.
Yeah.
Just one little shot. What? It's breakaway glass.
I know.
Just know that when it does break, your hand's gonna go through and grab his penis.
One. Do the smaller
one. No. The big one is good.
The one is the big one. Let's do it. So you and I are at a bar. We're talking.
Oh yeah, give me that green one.
He's
eating the
scenario.
Bread. He's eating the bread.
I don't know.
Spilling wine.
Oh my God, this guy.
Oh, it's champagne.
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
Okay. Now, we're ready.
Well, it's a good thing we're moving out of the studio. All right, so me and you were drinking at a bar. Ready? And we're wasted. I got to tell you something. This bartender's a real piece of shit.
He's a real piece of shit.
You know what his problem is, this guy?
He's been looking at
He's been staring at us.
He's been staring at me all.
You got a problem with us, pal?
I
think you guys are cut off. We're cut off.
This guy.
You fucking cocksucker. I had to fucking hit this bottle.
Let me tell you something about cut off, my friend. Right, let me tell you something. No, and that,
Happy New Year.
We did that, we'd be in a fucking
And you know what? The cop's like, what were you guys thinking? And we both go, worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. George, that felt so good. Thanks for letting us abuse you, buddy. Let's cheers to George.
Hey.
Hey, George. Hey. Oh, what is that stuff? Let Fancy talk about that. What is that?
Yeah, explain to me what the Three Kings is all about.
So after Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm. After who?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah. Jesus Christ.
He's born in the 25th of December, as you know. So the 6th of January, three different parts of the world came to visit him with gifts.
Uh-huh. What parts of the world? Like SoCal? I mean, where?
Yeah, no, where are they from? Bakersfield?
Yeah.
No, one's from Africa, one's from the Orient, and one is...
Well, one's from the Orient. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. So, and they give gifts to kids. So, in Spain, we didn't have Santa until a few years ago. So,
Santa never made it to Spain?
He skipped Spain.
This actually is kind of dope.
Yeah, I want to wear mine.
This robe? I mean, does this look cool, fans?
That looks awesome.
Wait, so which one am I from? So, Doc is the one that's from Africa, which I don't know why. Like, it could have been gone to me or Bobby. Bobby's the Chinaman?
Yes.
There's no Chinese.
Hidi Hidi.
That's what I would say. Why do I always say Hidi?
You always go to Hidi Hidi.
I don't know, but I love
Hidi Hidi.
It. It's one of my things. What's this?
Oh, that's a headpiece. Egyptian headpiece.
I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Bro. You look.
Zero Dark 30.
You look.
Do I look like I'm from Zero Dark 30?
So good.
Yeah.
You look like a little. Yeah. You look like a little Egyptian prince right now.
I don't know where Osama bin Laden is. Zero's our Dark 30.
But you do know.
I do know, but I don't. Like, I saw him yesterday, but I didn't. Right? I'm that guy. So here we go. This is the Kings, huh?
We Three Kings.
So we come into town. We come into town, right? Us three come into town.
Yeah.
And what is Jules?
Our slave?
No, they don't have slaves. Do the Three Kings have slaves?
They had no.
Followers.
Gentlemen, whatever. Like, the people who wrangle the...
Oh, a camel wrangler.
But aren't there girls we hang out with that we just throw rocks at?
Yeah.
Concubines.
Yeah, so you're our rock girl. Every once in a while we're traveling, I want to throw a rock at somebody. You know
Doc.
What I
mean? Concubine. You got to have somebody to conquer.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a concu. So she's, no.
No,
she's our family.
Conky. She's a family.
She's our camel wrangler.
Yeah, we're spiritual people.
Yeah,
we don't do anything like that.
No, dude, we're sons of the
we're
Lord.
We're good people.
So
connected.
Yeah.
What does this say? What's this script you've
Pete
got?
Pete got us a script.
Can I improvise? Because I have my own lines.
Yeah, he has his own.
Who am I playing?
Well, you can play Conrad.
I'll play Conrad, all right?
Okay.
All right, so.
This is Three Kings.
The Three Kings. I'm the Chinese king?
Here, do you want to watch the...
From the movie The Three Kings.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know there was a movie. Fuck. Oh, Three Kings, the Spike... Not Spike. Who did the Three Kings?
Spike Jones.
All right, let's
David
O. Russell.
Yeah, he did it.
I don't want to see it. Let's do it ourselves. I want to see what we do.
Yeah.
We'll make up what we do.
Yeah, but Pete fucked it up. This has nothing to do with my Three Kings.
Pete fucked it up?
Yeah, these Three Kings have nothing to do with the real Three Kings.
Yeah, I know. One's about the fucking war.
All right, who's who? Am I Conrad?
I got to be Conrad because I memorized my opening line.
All right, I'll be Troy, and then...
Can you zoom in because my eyes are blurred?
And then you're chief, okay? Doc, you're chief.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Hell yeah.
Is that the first line? All right, here, I'm Conrad, right?
Chief Keefe.
Heary, what is this? I have to say it here. Heary, what is this?
It's a suit jacket. The Iraqis gave it to me.
I didn't recognize you with it.
Fits all right, right?
Yeah.
that me?
Bad line reading?
Yeah, bad.
Bad line. Say that. Give me the line again, then.
It fits all right, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Chief! We need your help! Chief runs over to Troy and Conrad.
I'm okay.
Where's the head?
There's no T.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it again.
Where's he hit?
It's in and out. I think it's just above his collarbone.
Where's the Jesus fire?
It's all around you right now. Goddamn, you done went past him?
Yeah.
It's okay. Can I say my line again? I didn't like it.
Yeah, say it again.
Yeah. Where's the line? I didn't memorize it.
Where's the Jesus fire?
There it is. To Chief. I look at Chief. Where's the Jesus fire?
It's all around you right now. Conrad, you're going to be all right?
Such a big pause for a comma.
You're going to be all right, man.
Don't give him a line reading, dude. That's fucking bullshit.
Probably the worst line
reading.
You're
the other actor, dude.
Okay, go back to the line. Watch me do Doc's line better than Doc.
Okay.
Right.
I'll do Doc's line the way he should have done it. Ready? Okay. You say, where's the... I'll do Doc. Go ahead. Where's the Jesus? Do it.
Oh, I got to say my line again now. All right. Here he. Where's the Jesus fire?
It's all around you right now, Conrad. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right, man.
Now, who did it better?
Can I recast you?
It's me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Doc.
Why don't we do the...
Let me be Doc.
We do an Eddie Murphy thing where you play different roles. Right? Where you play different roles.
Yeah.
All right? You're out. We put a fat suit on and the whole thing.
You're out.
You're out.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is a table where you fucked up, bro.
You fucked up. You're fired.
Yeah.
This is NBC.
In fact, I want to do my line again because I feel I don't want to get fired here. Where's the Jesus fire?
It's all around you right now, okay. Conrad. You're going to be all right. You're
going to
be
all right, man. Go down.
Man, I'm killing Doc.
That's the scene?
Yeah.
No, it's 204.
All right.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm going to hell.
Okay. I know the line.
Oh, he's cold.
I'm going to hell.
You're going to be fine.
You take me to one of them shrines that gives you comfort and erases all the bad things you did.
Hey, we made the right choice today, Conrad. You stop with that shrine shit. Everything's going to be okay.
You think so?
I know so. We're getting out of here.
Lord Jesus, save this man.
No, give him another shot.
He's not a bad man.
Give him another
man,
shot.
Lord.
Look at Andrew, give him another shot. Right. Dude, that was rude.
Okay.
You were just kidding. Go ahead. Give him a...
Lord Jesus, save this man. He's not a bad man, Lord. Look after him and help him if you can.
Okay, stop for a
second. Oh, our Father who art in goddamn heaven.
No.
Excuse me. You were fired 3 lines ago, right? And I gave you your job back, and that's what you did?
I thought I did. That was Oscar.
Now let me do that.
Let Andrew do
it. No, I'll do it. Now go to the line before.
I'll show you how the line's supposed to be set.
Go to the line before.
Yeah, go to the line before. Where's the line?
All right, here we go.
Right. You think so? I know, we're getting out of here.
No, but do it for real. Ready? No, you just do the Troy line.
I'm giving you your lines so that you can read the Chief line.
I know, we're going to switch Troy and Conrad. Ready? You think so?
What are you doing?
I'm going to do, we're switching, so I'm going to do
Who
that.
Who am I playing?
Troy, just do Troy.
All right, here ready? We go. Go ahead.
You think so?
I know so. We're getting out of here.
Lord Jesus, say this, man. He's not a bad man. Lord, look after him and help him if you can. Our Father who art in heaven.
Bro. I would have casted you in the room. I would have casted you in the room, bro.
You're gone,
you're
dude.
Out, bro.
Warm up the car.
Yeah.
I love this outfit.
I love these outfits.
Yeah, it's
cool. We're three kings.
You look serious.
I look
genuinely
great. I feel
good.
Great, dude.
You look good.
Yeah. I feel like working with wires. Not in a good way.
What are you doing with wires?
I'm making an iPhone.
You can make an iPhone?
With 2 wires and a piece of metal.
You think?
Yeah.
Is this strong enough to cut this balloon?
Yes, it is.
No. No, sugar glass. Can't do it.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Hey.
To the Bad Friends
bad
crew.
Friend.
We did it.
Great couple
Cheers,
years.
Cheers, you guys. Couple years, we did it.
Happy New Year, bud.
Hey, to
Happy
many more
to
years.
To many moons and many mans.
To many mans and many moons. And many moon mans.
I'm going to tell you something that happened.
Okay? It's really
yesterday,
nice.
Yesterday, I came home, right?
Yeah.
And inside our house was a pit bull. It's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this pit bull, right, yeah. has 10 puppies that's inside her belly, and we're giving birth. She was due 2 days ago. We literally have we're giving birth to a dog this weekend.
Are you excited?
I hope the puppies stay alive and don't die, though.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because they say that that...
So dark.
I know, but they say that a couple of puppies do
die. I know,
die.
But it's like, don't think about it like that.
Right.
It's like, you know when you think about the animals, sometimes I sit and I'm in love with my dog, and I look at her sometimes, I'm like, she's not going to be around forever.
Don't depress the fuck out of me right
she
now.
She just did it with the dead dog thing.
I know,
thing.
But you just did it with that.
She just made me feel like that.
I know, don't depress the fuck out of me right now. Bro, I have 7 animals that I love more than most humans.
I would say all humans. I don't think you love any human as much as you love the animals.
I love them as much as I love Eric Griffin.
That's easy.
That's easy
That's
love.
That's easy love.
Yeah, probably.
That's easy
yeah,
love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're going to give birth. This thing's going to give birth this week.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Any day
now.
Any second.
Well, how many are you going to keep?
None.
What do you mean?
That's the problem. I've looked at these girls and I go, I know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. A puppy's going to come out. There's going to be a puppy that's going to be so cute that you're going to try to convince me to have another dog.
Yeah, you probably should though.
No, we shouldn't.
Why not?
It's illegal.
How is it illegal?
You can't have more than 4 dogs in a
Google
house.
That. That's not true.
It is.
That's not true.
Yeah, there's a legal number.
Is there a legal limit to how many dogs you can have in your home in the state of California? I don't buy that. How many dogs? Each household may have only 4 dogs or cats over the age of 4 months. Over the age of 4 months. Uh-huh. If you have 5 or more, you're required to obtain a special permit, but it's over 4 months. So you can have all those puppies until they're 4 or 5 months.
Which is what the fuck we're doing right now.
They're not even born yet.
I know, but we're going to keep them until 4 months, but we can't keep them legally.
You can, and then nobody knows.
I know.
Who's going to really know? Who snitches on that stuff? Why don't you give one to Doc? Doc, you need a dog.
In a studio apartment, bro? That's going to be tight.
What?
It's a pit bull.
It's a pit bull.
Pit bull?
Okay. Yeah.
Give me 2 of them, Bob.
Do you like?
No. Honestly, we have puppies
yeah.
that haven't been born yet.
Yeah.
If you want a fresh puppy, right?
Do you like pit bulls?
Anyway,
I don't got
say
no kids,
I'm
so
gonna,
I'll take one.
But Andrew, I'm going to say something that's a little stereotypical.
What the fuck?
Right? It's a little stereotypical.
Yeah.
And to help me create the language.
Yeah.
Will you help me create the language?
Sure.
This dog, right, is for loving. Mm-hmm. This dog is for cuddles. Mm-hmm. This dog is for companionship. Mm-hmm. Best friend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This dog is not for what?
Uh-oh.
No, I'm asking you, Andrew. For what?
Using.
Uh-oh.
For what is it? Using it.
As a prop.
As a prop. That's, do you understand what I'm saying?
Very, very, very much so.
And what am I saying?
Well, you just called me Michael Vick a little bit.
No.
That's all
right,
Michael.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
That's
crazy.
That's far-fetched, and that's a step too far.
Did you feel that? Far.
I didn't call you Michael
you
Vick.
It, right? Jules, what do you think about that? Talk to me.
She doesn't know who Michael Vick is.
I don't know.
Good. You don't want to know.
Michael Vick is an NFL football player that got in trouble for fighting pit bulls.
Are you going to do that?
You said that with innocence, but no, I don't. No.
Do you believe him, Jules?
No.
No.
Would you feel comfortable giving him 2 pit bulls? Yeah, me either.
So I can get one?
No. What?
Get the fuck. Do you really want a puppy? Be real, dude.
I would love it if you got one.
Yeah, we're not fucking around here. You want a puppy or not?
I want a puppy, but not in the studio. I wouldn't do that to the dog. It's like being in prison.
What do you mean? Just take him on a lot of walks.
I know. Dog, can I just say this? It's saved my life.
Yeah.
Having an animal.
Really?
Yeah, it makes life worth living. It's
it does.
When I drive home from the comedy club, you think it's... I think, oh, I can't wait to see fucking pill bug face and... Kalila, no, I want to see my dogs and my cats.
It's true.
The fuck, that was, yeah, that definitely made you a better person. If that's what it's elevating.
I think you should have a puppy.
Kind of shit.
I think you should have a puppy.
I think you should get a puppy.
I think I would love one.
Why don't you come over? Or like the puppies
pure
will be
breed?
Born.
Not no like Yorkie and pit bull mix. No shit like that. Like raw pit bull. Fuck.
Apparently, beggars can be choosers.
They can be. Yeah. Prime example.
I mean, unbelievable.
Okay, well.
What do you care? It's a puppy. It's a dog.
Yeah.
It's a lovely little creature that's going to fall in love with you and be a part of your world and want to just be happy and bring you joy and make you feel good, and then you want to feel, and then you want it to feel good, so you rub its belly.
You're not a fully grown human being. Okay. Asking for things
he
like that.
He wants to know if he's okay, a trans here's puppy.
Did you hear Fancy?
Well, let me say this.
He wants to know if it's a trans puppy.
Is it a trans puppy? You want a trans puppy? That's a funny joke. That was too funny for you. That callback was too funny.
Too funny.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what about papers? Can I get papers?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
What's fucking?
Because if you got a dog that pit bull, it's got to have papers. I want papers. And is the champion breed? What are we talking about?
Well, he says Pitbull is like the artist. Pitbull. The dog Pitbull? Does he sing Pitbull songs?
Yeah.
Will he just sing Mr. Worldwide songs?
He's also saying champion, which makes me scared.
Yeah, I know. What are you looking for? Yeah, what do you want it to do?
Why do you want a champion, dog?
Because I just want him to look good. Look like muscular.
Yeah, but you don't look good.
You're a hater. That's what the fuck that is. Yeah, that right there.
No, you
that
look good. I'm sorry. I'm so mean. Why am I so mean?
Say something, God.
You know, dude, I think for
my
New Year's resolution, I think, is it to be nicer to people.
Well, let's make real resolutions.
Yeah,
let's
I'm going to be nicer to people.
Okay, we'll go around the room. Yeah. Bobby, your New Year's resolution is what?
I'm going to start putting things in the hole.
What?
The holes.
The holes?
On my teeth.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's the weirdest way to say
I'm so sorry.
That.
My bad. Yeah. I should have went around that the wrong
fill
way.
Fill in the holes.
Yeah,
in your
I'm going to fill in the holes in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm going to be nicer to people.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, I talk too much shit.
Okay.
I talk shit behind people's backs.
I agree.
When they're in the room.
Yeah, when they're there. But that's nice that you recognize
I don't want
to
do that anymore.
That's a good fault.
Okay.
That's good that you notice that.
All right.
I want to curb my anger.
You have to.
I know.
Getting out of control. We've been trying to. Right? We've been talking about it.
Doc, shut the fuck up.
Thank you. So we were afraid. Who was going to bring it up?
Example,
we were going to bring it up. But yet, you definitely do need to curb your anger because we're on the fence.
Okay, I know.
All right, so stop.
Rudy, but I'm never mean to you.
Yeah, but you're scary.
Yeah.
I can be. Sure, yeah.
There's no doubt. So look, this is my resolution. We're all talking about our faults. You don't want to talk shit and be a bad shit talker. I want to curb my anger very much, okay? Go ahead, Doc.
I'm going to bring that vision board to life. You know what I'm saying?
No, you said you took it down.
Yeah, but I really want to make those dreams come true. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Is that real? I don't know if I can support that.
What do you mean? You have to support it. Don't be an asshole.
It just sounds not real.
I know, but we have to support it.
Okay, yeah.
He wants three things.
A house.
He wants a house. He wants to sell out stadiums like Sebastian.
And an Instagram model
girlfriend.
And
he wants an Instagram model girlfriend. That doesn't have a penis.
Girlfriend or wife?
Yeah.
Wife. Yeah, I'm ready.
Those are the
I'm
three things you need.
You're going to get married, buy a house, and sell out stadiums in 2022.
Kevin Hart in 2022.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Feel it.
All right.
Can we clip this and make sure we play this next year on next year?
Yeah.
Don't be next like year. That, bro.
Yeah.
Rudy, what's yours?
I'll try to be more happy being here.
Wow. Boy, do I know when some resolutions aren't going to fucking come through.
It's going to happen.
Why are you not happy being here?
I think she is. Can I be honest with you?
She is.
There is a little bit of an uptick in terms of your enthusiasm to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, but try harder, please.
She is trying. I think today was good.
No, she is. All right, what's yours, fans?
I'm going to make the Bad Friends movie, and we're going to make a hit next year.
We are going to make the Bad Friends movie. We're going to go film in Spain at the end of the year.
Yeah.
George, what's yours?
God damn it.
Mine is to stand up for myself more.
Shut up, you fucking bitch.
Piece of shit, you bitch.
You little fucking bitch. Get in here
and
beat the shit out of you.
He wants to do a stand-up again.
Milk your tits, bitch.
Milk your fucking little fat
tits, bitch.
Tits, you bitch.
Sorry I talked, guys.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
Do a New Year's prayer, you guys, together. Both of you, go.
Dear Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Line by line. Each one, switch.
Thank you for Bobby and Santino.
Yeah.
And Bad Friends.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the love that they have to offer.
That we have to?
Yeah. Is it a requirement?
Yeah.
Huh.
Thank you for Fancy and the guys in the back, even though they don't do much. Thank you.
That's not the right. They do.
Thank you for the food that Andreas and George always gives me.
That's true.
This bread was kind of stale. You think it was?
A little bit.
No, but okay, well, thank you. And we love y'all. Thank y'all for all the listeners, even the negative ones. We love you.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
What do the Spaniards do? Scumbags. Red underwear, bringing into the new year, wearing red underwear is a New Year's tradition popular in Spain. If somebody's giving you red underwear, it's a gift. It's even luckier. Fancy?
True.
What is that?
Red underwear. Wait a minute. Red, are you kidding? It's big enough to wear over your clothes. Do you have red underwear on, Fans?
I will in a minute.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
I think we need a writing staff.
Yeah. This has gotten out of control. This has gotten out of control.
This has gotten way out of control. We need a writing staff. I don't know what to do with this. That's a bit.
I don't know either. Made in China.
Made in China. Okay.
He said it big enough to put over your clothes.
Yeah, we heard him.
We heard him.
Okay.
Not going to do it.
No. Yeah. No, it's insane.